I'll now hand over to Phil for some seasonal fare.
It's now December, so there should be no surprise at the number of Christmas-related stories. There's a Christmas tree festival at St. Peter Mancroft Church. A house with 30,000 lights in Newton Flopman is too popular. The Christmas lights switch on in Thorpe St. Andrew was chaotic. A skating rink at White House Farm has been named as one of the best in the UK. And if your main treat at Christmas is turkey, don't worry. The bird flu outbreak should not leave you birdless. Alison will start our festive collection.
More than 30 Christmas trees will brighten the heart of Norwich next month as part of a popular annual event. St. Peter Mancroft Church, in conjunction with the Rotary Club of Norwich St. Edmund, will host its 9th annual Christmas Tree Festival, transforming the city centre church into a winter wonderland. This year's festival was officially opened by the Lord Mayor of Norwich at a lighting ceremony. From Wednesday, December the 4th to Monday, December the 15th, the public will be able to view the display of more than 30 decorated trees, each reflecting the work of the local business or organisation which sponsored it. The trees aim to highlight community involvement and raise funds for local charities. This year's main beneficiaries are the Hamlet, St Barnabas Counselling Centre and Friend Indeed. A large memorial tree will also feature, offering visitors the chance to dedicate a message in memory of a loved one. Admission is free, with donations welcomed.
A Christmas madman has transformed his house with 30,000 lights, but is concerned about the online attention he'll get. Hayden Moon created the Christmas display at his home in Grove Way, Newton Flopman, and held a hugely successful opening weekend. He said, "We've had a great opening weekend, but we've had to be careful of the number of people coming into the village." Mr. Moon credits the success of his show to people posting videos of it on TikTok, where some posts gained up to 2 million views. He added, "Obviously, we'd like people to come, but we're in a little house in a little village that almost reached its limits for the number of people last time." To avoid the crowds, he's encouraging people to come during the week, as well as the weekend. The show is completely free and funded by Mr. Moon, but he encourages people to donate to raise money for Newton Flotton Community Village Centre.
Neighbours have spoken of their frustration after a Christmas light event left them confused. Those who attended the Christmas light switch-on event in Thorpe St. Andrew, which returned to River Green from the nearby Fitzmaurice Pavilion, said the event on Sunday was chaotic and disorganised. Some say it was unclear when the lights were actually switched on, while others say the flow of traffic was worsened by Norfolk County Council's road closure of Thunder Lane to carry out footpath works.
An ice skating rink on the outskirts of Norwich has been named among the UK's best. The Guardian recently published an article highlighting 10 of the best pop-up rinks across the country this winter, and the new addition at White House Farm was included. The rink can be found inside the Great Barn on the Lively site, which is also home to a farm shop, a cafe and a butcher's. Some of the other ice rinks included are those at Leicester Square in London, in front of Rochdale's Town Hall and on the seafront at Torquay.
Consumers have been told there's no need to panic over their Christmas dinner after fears were raised of a potential turkey shortage due to bird flu culls. Norfolk has recorded 9 cases of avian influenza during the last month, with another 6 across the border in Suffolk. The devastating virus has taken a heartbreaking toll on East Anglia's poultry farms, with thousands of turkeys culled in the run-up to the busy Christmas season.
That good turkey news ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Jane Pratt and Robin Quine are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, 2 more sets of news, and 2 more features about well-known Norwich companies. But for now, it's goodbye from both Alison Applin and myself, Phil Harrison.
Goodbye.